Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 545. You know what time it is? 6 p.m. Wednesday, live stream, or maybe you can listen later. That's the nice thing about online streaming, podcasting. It's a la carte, but it's much more fun live, I think. So thank you for being here with us. Wednesdays, 6 p.m.
EST. We do this.
That's right. Thank you, Anna. EST. And we're on Rumble, we're on Facebook, and YouTube. Welcome, Anna Hummel. My name is Will Koontz.
Hello, thank you.
What's going on? What to do?
God, what were we talking about?
A lot. We were talking about a lot of things.
We have some ideas for maybe a new podcast.
That's right.
Yeah, alternative history facts with Anna and Will, where we just make up, you know, horrendous stories about the past, about beloved historical figures, and just make up, you know, ridiculous stories about them and try to pass it off as real information.
Of course, now that we have the new president coming in, you're allowed to provide disinformation and misinformation. It'll be like drunk history a little bit. We'll be completely sober, and it will be probably not as good as drunk history, but it'll be there.
We can be drunk.
We can.
It's hard to tell with you, but we should just
rip
obvious.
Yeah, we should just rip. We'll just do drunk history.
All right.
Call it something else.
That works.
Drunk historical disinformation, misinformation.
I like that.
With Anna Hummel and Wilkins. You can go first. You can be first on that billing.
Yes.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome. You know, we are back. It's week two. I had a very eventful week. I had to get a hotel room on Friday or Thursday night. And it was kind of last second. Do you know, I kind of assumed that, and I should have known better in the economy the way it is, but I was like, there's like $60 hotel rooms out there.
Yeah.
I'll find one of those.
Yeah.
No, those don't exist anymore. That's not a thing.
Would you ever look into a motel room?
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, I depended on Google to find me a place.
Yeah.
And it just gave me, it gave me a list of like corporate type of place. I'm not familiar with, are there motels? Or, I mean, I know there are, but I don't know where one is.
I could point you in the direction of a few.
There's a guy that does a YouTube channel where he stays at really like rat motels and reviews them. I've been meaning to watch.
That's a great idea, but like, you're going to get stabbed.
Potentially.
You're going to get stabbed. There will be pimps on site.
I'd be more worried about, I'd rather get stabbed than have bed bugs. I'd be more worried about bed bugs.
I kind of get that as someone who has OCD.
Yeah.
I kind of get that. But I'd probably still go with the bugs. Because I can still bathe in bleach. I can't really do that if I get stabbed.
I mean, you could.
Yeah, I don't know how much it would help the situation when I'm bleeding out.
Speaking of medical, I'm glad this is a good transition.
Perfect segue.
They had, I went to my annual physical. We've already reviewed those results. Surprisingly healthy, but really fat is my current medical.
Can I ask you some personal questions?
Yep.
Well, we already determined that your weight was 353. And
that's not true. That's not true.
It was 285.
Yeah.
285. Better than expected.
No. No.
Better than I expected.
That's true.
18 pounds heavier than that.
Yeah.
I guessed a cool 303. I apologize.
That's messed up.
Can I be honest? Yeah. I saw like a video online where you get weighed, and if you weigh over 350 pounds, you get into the restaurant for free.
Yes.
And
I've seen that. Is that like the heart attack grill?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I think I was looking at that video, and then a few days later I saw you, and I was like, well, you know, that was a woman And she was, you know, 380. So I was like, maybe it was 303. So that's why I think it threw me off a little bit.
Sometimes I look at myself and I'm like, I don't think I look that bad. Like, you're looking down. And I'm like, I don't really feel like my gut's that big or anything. And then I catch a profile shot in the mirror and I'm like, how does that happen? What is the deal? Yeah. What is the deal profiles?
Yeah, they're not always the most flattering. But what I was going to ask you is, do you know your body fat percentage?
I would admit, no, but I would imagine it's high. I don't know if it's I mean, I can tell you this. I don't know what is more, my body fat percentage or the bill that I got. So I have a deal worked out where I essentially pay a Netflix for doctors, and you pay a subscription. It's like $65 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do telehealth. You can go see him. You know, you can make an appointment. You can go see your doctor. And he's a physician's assistant, so he's not really like a MD, but he has an MD that reviews his charts.
Is it Ben?
What?
What's his first name?
Eric.
Eric.
Yeah.
Who was like, oh well, never mind.
My man Eric. Yeah.
Doubles.
But he's a good guy. I like him, and he's, you know, he's given some questionable advice over the years, but I like him. I'm so sticking with him. And frankly, I don't have much of a choice right now. I had insurance for a brief time, and I don't anymore. So I'm sticking with E-Dog. And so he's got a deal, though, where he has an agreement somehow. The healthcare system is a scam in the country. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But he's got a deal worked out. So he charges me for labs, and they're very reasonable. So it was my monthly... and you can see the doctor as much as you want. So it's $65. You can see him as much as you want. You can call, you can text.
For a buffet style.
You could
see him every day.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a waste of your time and his, but you could see him every day.
Yes.
$65 a month.
Right. And
that's
then
not including obviously like any prescriptions or anything like
prescriptions
that.
Prescriptions, yeah, that's out of pocket, but he's got a deal worked out with those two. I was taking a cholesterol medication for a while. I stopped taking that because I just don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to take anything. I'm going to risk it. Up my fiber intake. Not take the statin, but anyway, so and whatever services he performs, like let's say I have a deep cut, I can go see him for the $65, but then he's going to charge me for the material to stitch me up with, the stitches,
sure,
and the, you know, not the labor but the actual
materials,
the material, and that's fair, that's fine. And he's got a deal worked out, so the labs where he charged me for them, they were $62, I think. And that was just like a full blood panel of what you would need for a year, you know?
Oh, that's $62?
That's it. Yeah. And that's great.
Phenomenal.
And that's out of, you know, you're just paying cash for that. So I thought. A few days later, I get my results. I called him. We went over them. Then I get a bill, and it's LabCorp.
Ooh, can I guess?
Yeah.
So I think the 62 was just the appetizer to the rest of the cost. I'm going to say it was like $750.
Yeah. You hit it right on the head. 700. No, it's like 760 something dollars.
760?
Something like that. It might have been 750.
Nailed it.
But I saw that and my BH went into full tilt, turning coal into diamonds territory. Because I'm not paying that, clearly. And I let him know, and he was kind of just like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. Sometimes that happens. We'll get it straightened out. We'll
let
him know.
What does that mean? That, like, we tried to scam you, but we didn't get away with it. So,
well, it's not. So, it would be paid to LabCorp. So, right now, I think what happened was they don't realize that I'm under the jurisdiction of this deal that he's worked out.
I see.
So, once they correct it in their system, no big deal. But the big takeaway from that is you can do that service, that blood work, for $62. And there's probably some markup there where he's making a little bit, maybe even half.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's say he's pulling in half from his time and taking the blood. So it's really like $30 for a lab to run your blood work and get all that information. And they're charging people without insurance $760. What? I mean, it's broken. We know it's broken.
I mean, insurance is even worse.
That is. Yeah, that's so. It's worse for I thought it was free if you had insurance.
No. I mean, like the insurance companies charge the hospitals X amount of dollars, and then you have to get like the refund. Like, it's just a massive scam where they just upcharge everything.
Well, they do that because then there's people who are uninsured that come in and get treatment. And I've been one of those too that I've had to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, "Do you have insurance?" I'm like, "No." And they're like, "Okay, sign this paper." And then they just write it off. But they don't write it off. Like, that's not a thing. You're not getting anything for free. They just pass it along. So they fold the costs into their services, which then they bill insurance. It's just such a mess.
I've been uninsured for a while, but I got like some sort of test, or I talked to a doctor one time. They're like, "Do you have insurance?" Because if I didn't have insurance, because my insurance was so crappy that the copay would have been like, I don't know, $200. Because the insurance costs so much, you know what I mean? So then they have to do the refund, but I forget what you call it, whatever. But if you don't have insurance and they don't have to deal with all that BS, then it's only like, I saw a doctor for like $80 just straight out of pocket because they don't have to deal with the insurance companies. Mm. So the only way that insurance is helpful is if you A, have a chronic issue, or in the event that something major happens, like you get hit by a bus.
Yeah, yeah.
But for someone who's in perfect health, like me, for example, having insurance is basically not the move.
I don't know. And I agree with you, and I'm sure you are in good health. I'm not trying to scare you or anything, but if there's anything I've learned from the weekly checkup and talking to Lifeguard Imaging, which is the full body, and this is not sponsored. Don't worry, this isn't sponsored, but they had people that come in that are, you know, super healthy, and then their calcium score is really high.
Yeah, that can't happen.
It's just genetics.
LP little A. I don't know if they talk about that.
I don't know.
It's like a cholesterol thing. But
have you gotten your cholesterol checked?
I haven't gotten a calcium score.
Okay.
So yeah, you're right. There's a possibility I could be on the
garbage
road to death.
Garbage on the inside.
Yeah. 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 Where but it's unlikely. It's unlikely.
It's unlikely.
Yes, it's unlikely. Yeah. So take my chances.
Yeah, that was very scary to get that bill. Supposedly, I don't have to worry about it, although I keep getting reminders that they're going to send me the collections if I don't pay soon.
Oh, that's,
and I'm just not paying. So not much I can do about it. Mm. We have other news too, Anna, which is that I cannot believe it.
It's kind of exciting.
It's not. Though
the triple threat,
they always say that things come in threes. We have another storm, another hurricane that could potentially be not only like being close to us, but
it is like directly
hitting us directly, which is absolutely horrifying. What's its name?
Sarah.
That's right. Maybe November, but the tropics are still showing signs of life. A disturbance in the Caribbean has likely become tropical depression in the coming days, which I believe it already has now. Some models show the potential storm entering the Gulf of Mexico and making a turn towards Florida. But with these long range predictions, it's too early to tell where it will go. So this is what they got so far, which is pretty much anywhere. The whole state of Florida here, if you look on if you're listening on audio, you're not going to see it, but essentially it's the pass here, the spaghetti models early on from the tip of, you know, Destin all the way up in the panhandle, all the way down to like Key West is pretty much in the line of fire as of right now. So it's probably a pretty good indicator that this is going to hit somewhere in Florida.
On the West Coast,
where we just got ravaged this year. I've lived here my entire life. We've never got it this bad.
Really?
It was always a, like Chief Tocobaga's looking out for us.
Yeah, yeah. Not anymore.
He has abandoned us.
To be fair, it could have been a lot worse. Could have been a lot worse.
Sure, yeah.
Could have been, Ian for Florida. Or not for Florida, for Tampa. Excuse me.
I see one right here.
Yeah,
this blue track that's just going right up the bay, which would be the worst case scenario, obviously. We all know. I don't know what strength it's going to be. I've seen some models and it looks pretty strong to me when it comes through. I don't even, this one, for some reason, I'm just like, I don't know if it's just arrogance or just being a battered wife at this point, but I'm just like, I'm not going to do anything for it.
Yeah. That was kind of the discussion that I had today at my house as well. Mostly because all the wood has been returned to Home Depot and Lowe's.
Yeah.
And the boyfriend was like, yeah, no, we'll just ride this one out however we need to.
There's still crap everywhere, though.
Yeah, but there is a cold front coming this weekend, so there is a chance that it could dissipate if the.
Well, I think it's going to keep it away from us right now. But then when that moves through, then it goes, oh, okay, now I can move about.
I don't know how weather works, Will, but I know that that would help. That's all I know.
Yeah. High pressure.
High pressure. Low pressure is the problem.
Low pressure is the storm.
Low pressure is the storm.
High pressure is no rain.
And warm water feeds the speed and the strength. So we want cold water.
Cold water.
Run it on cold.
That's right. Take cold showers for the next week or so. So it looks like probably by next podcast day, I don't know if we'll have one next week, a live stream, because we might be experiencing a another hurricane.
Yeah, that would be crazy. We'll see. I mean, it's kind of a little funny at this point. Like, I almost want it to happen to be like, can you believe? Can you believe?
I would like to think, too, that if we do get this one, we're good for like the rest of my life.
Probably not.
I remember I got in 3 car accidents. In a period of like 6 months. Mm. Well, I better knock on wood here, saying it out loud, but I haven't been in one since.
Okay.
So
you just think that
I think I'm good.
Okay.
For the rest of my life. I got hit.
You also barely drive now. You've barely driven in the last 5 years. You've driven a handful of 5 times. So
not quite that
could probably help.
Yeah.
The probability is much lower if you're off the road, obviously.
True. I mean, listen, I'm not gonna deny that fact, but I'm just thinking I'm good. Like, we'll never have to worry about another motor vehicle accident. I got them all out of the way in that 6 month period 10 years ago.
Let me ask you this, because this upcoming March will be the 5th anniversary of COVID. Do you feel like you're still in the COVID fog, or do you feel like you've come out of it?
I've been long done with it.
No, in the sense of time warped during COVID, where it was like 2020, 21, 22. I feel like even 23 kind of all like meshed together a bit. You're like, what year was that? Like, was it 19? Was it 20, 21? It just kind of all meshed together. Do you feel like you've broken free? I feel like we have, because the election really set this year apart.
Well, the good thing about, Well, I think with me, I can't organize my thoughts as it is. I don't know time. Even before COVID.
Okay.
My brain's garbage. It has no, I was telling you about this earlier. Like, I was looking, I went and checked I had to go into the radio station at Cox, and because I had to change my password. Every 90 days, you got to change your password, and you have to be at a workstation.
Yeah.
Which I put that on my time card, by the way. It charges them an hour for me to come in and
you did change that my today password. Or?
Yeah. Because I haven't really been there.
Yesterday.
Yes. I don't know.
Oh my
Monday,
God.
I guess it was Monday.
You have Alzheimer's.
Yeah. Yeah, it must have been Monday. It wasn't yesterday.
No, it was definitely Monday, because
it was Monday.
Yeah.
So I went to go check my I maybe gotten 3 or 4 pieces of mail in 7 years that I've been at the radio station. Many of them have been from prisoners in jail.
Oh yeah, that was a fun time. We see
those
a lot.
That was good times. That stopped. I don't know why.
Those away, because I thought they had like AIDS on them or something.
Yeah, you would get a bunch.
I got so many, and I would read them on the air.
Yeah,
I remember my dad called me. He was like, "Stop doing that.
You're encouraging
them to do it." And it was cool when you had one or two, but then I was getting like 30.
Yeah,
and they were dirty.
Oh boy,
you know, like dirty prison pencils.
Yeah,
I don't know where these pencils have been. Anyway, sorry.
And those, so the contents weren't really dirty, but
the contents were, because they would talk about why they were in prison. They're like, oh, I molested my dog.
Oh yeah.
And I'd be like, interesting, what breed?
What's your type? I too have a history.
What's your type? I like mutts.
With dogs. So I already forgot what I was saying. Okay, yeah, I remember.
Mailbox.
So I was like, okay, while I'm there, I'm gonna try to avoid as many people as possible. So I went after, 5 p.m.
Sure.
And I wanted to get there before 8 p.m. because I didn't want to run into anybody who potentially might be awkward to see. So I went at like 6 o'clock or something. Wanted to make sure Mo was doing his show and Spike wasn't. Oh, my God. Remind me to tell you about Spike, too.
Okay.
Because I was listening to a radio that day because I was in a car. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. So I want to go check my mailbox. We have little cubby holes where you, if you get mail, it's there. And I'm like, I know there's nothing there, but I'll just go run by since I'm here. Because I don't know there the next time. I don't know the next time I'll be there. So surprisingly, there was nothing there. Literally, there was nothing there. I'm looking for my mailbox, my cubby hole.
Where's my name?
I know it's around here somewhere. Is it? But again, I could be looking right at it and it's just not registering. Yeah, I haven't seen it in a long time. But eventually I get to the point where I'm like, my mailbox is gone. And it's got the whole staff, you know, it's got the whole on-air staff. Gareth has a mailbox now.
Yeah. You start taking inventory of who does and doesn't have a box.
Yes. Yeah.
What? This guy's got a box.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, my box is gone. And I think Gareth took my box.
Does someone else have a box or?
What do you mean?
Maybe his name rhymes with Mamish.
Yes, he has. He does. Okay. He does have a box. Yes. Everybody, the full on-air staff has a box.
Yeah.
And I think
not Billy. Not you.
Not me anymore. And I think that Dizzy took it, which makes me even more.
What do you mean? How could someone take it?
Well, I don't think he requested it. I think something happened.
He didn't request it. He just took the label maker and just
it could be
put his name right over
that
doors.
Is something that he would do.
Really?
But
why do you think that?
I don't think that was the case. Okay. I think what happened was they were doing office reorganization and their office manager, the lovely JoJo, said, Will doesn't work here anymore.
Oh.
I think that's, or he doesn't really, I mean, doesn't really, right?
Yeah.
Not really.
I don't know if you want me to agree with this.
He is, but I mean, you know.
Half in, half out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't really need a box anymore. We'll just give the. Which, by the way, if there were boxes and there was more people than boxes, I would totally get. But the thing about it is there were numerous empty boxes that don't have labels on them. So I emailed sweet, sweet JoJo. And I just said, do I not have a mailbox anymore? And I just got a response back today.
And she said,
I don't know what happened to your mailbox. That's weird. I went ahead and made you a new one.
Aww.
So I have a mailbox.
So it's going to be all in alphabetical order and then your name at the end?
No, it was order of importance.
Okay. All right. Well,
so I'll be at the very end on the bottom right. Yeah. All the way at the end. So I have a mailbox again, which
I know it's not about the mailbox. It's the move and what it represents.
It's just the company. These companies are all, and not just CMG, just every company. I've worked for many. They're just all about inclusion. And they just do everything possible to alienate. But
do you think it was purposeful or do you think it was just an oversight?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Don't
I feel like this is just me signaling my weak position at this point. But I don't know. It just hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't admit that, but it hurt my feelings.
That's okay.
And now I have it back, but I feel like a wimp for complaining about it. I should have just been like, fine. Take it on the chin.
No, because then that sits with you and you would just be angry forever. Because I kind of had a similar situation where I was really mad about something and I was going to just take it on the chin. And I said, no, I'm going to let this person know I'm not happy. And it ended up working out great.
What happened?
It
worked out. You just said it worked out great. And
it did. I just feel like I want to save it for the after show.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Yeah.
This is a good reminder as well that we are doing an extra. We do a half an hour here that's free, obviously. Actually, it's really all free if you go on. You just have to wait a little bit. So it's kind of hard to explain, but we do a full hour here on YouTube. Radio St. Pete gets the half an hour, the clean, you know, clean cut first content half. And then I release that as a podcast on my podcast feed, which is free 30 minute preview. Now there is a Substack, which is a good way to support the program, by the way, hmbradio.substack.com. you'll get the full uncensored 1 hour audio only podcast. I know I consume my media mostly in audio format on my phone, so you have the ability to get it right on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. Pretty much, I just go in, I upload it, boom, and I send it out. Now, There's also a benefit to being a free subscriber on Substack, which is an option, which is you will get the free 30-minute show on Wednesday. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You got it.
Yep.
So instead of waiting until Sunday for the podcast feed, you can get it on Wednesday, the free half an hour. And then obviously you get the full uncensored hour if you're a paid subscriber. You can wait until Sunday. This is complicated. And you can get the full thing for free on YouTube and Rumble. I'm a bad businessman. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure out ways to do this. You can also super chat if you join us on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. on YouTube. You can super chat there. We'll read your comments if you pay. Just don't be too mean. Don't say like bad words that will get me, you know, in trouble. I'd appreciate that. I don't even know if YouTube will let you do that. Will YouTube let you, if it's in a super chat, say like some, you know, the word?
I don't know. I don't know if
they a drawing of Muhammad.
I don't know. And you know what? I don't want to find out.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. We're dealing with enough stuff around here. So if we could just keep that off our plate, that would be fantastic.
That'd be really good. That would be really good. So we do have a few minutes here, Anna. And I wanted to talk about the FEMA director.
Yes. This is a pretty crazy story. So sadly, I'm not surprised.
We were told that this wasn't happening. This was a conspiracy theory, particularly in North Carolina. Mm. There was some accusations that maybe the federal response wasn't great for those, for some people in North Carolina.
I didn't know there was a federal response.
Yeah.
Just kind of let it go. Let it eat, as they say.
And I think Donald Trump said this during a debate or during an interview or something, and press jumped all over it. Said that's not happening. These are disinformation, misinformation, you know, just all the tropes. They reflexively take the antithesis of what he's saying. And he does say a lot of BS sometimes, but sometimes he's right. Mm-hmm. It's not everything he says is wrong. Mm-hmm. And then this is why the press isn't trusted anymore. But a FEMA worker, and actually in Florida, and that's why I really wanted to talk about this, because it's local. Whoa, here.
Who is that guy?
That's Roland Martin.
He looks like a Roland.
Yeah, I don't remember what station he's on. Roland Martin. I don't remember. It might be his podcast now. But FEMA's supervisor accused of telling staff to skip hurricane-ravaged homes that had Trump campaign signs claims that it was not an isolated incident and that she has been hung out to dry. Her name is Marnie Washington.
That's not how you say it.
I think it is. How would you say that?
Marnie.
Okay, that's not it. I mean, gave an interview with Roland Martin, said that this is a company policy for FEMA for politically hostile homes. I guess I have the audio. Maybe we should just play that instead rather than me reading something about it.
Them too.
Yeah, yeah. We'll share this tab instead. I got to make sure that the audio is on. And I believe it is. So hopefully everybody will be able to hear it.
So if you turn...
Nope, that didn't work. I forgot. You got to switch the inputs here. There we go. And boom.
Turned in reports to your supervisors that state political hostility...
That's her.
...for the people in the field. Those reports exist.
Yes, that's her. Marnie Washington.
Exist.
Yes, hence why I also sent you screenshots where they're deleting files now from my computer. So FEMA says they fired me, but I still have access to the systems and their applications. And while I was in an interview yesterday, I noticed that my files were being deleted in my name, and I could not have been doing that while I was talking to Madison. So FEMA is very well aware of the incidents that take place, not just with my crew, but with all of the crews in the state that's declared. And instead of just saying, hey, this is how we're going to mitigate it to protect our people, they decided to fire me and make sure Donald Trump knows that they are loyal to him because they fear retribution. The important thing is here, once we start seeing a trend, for example, if they just so happen to have these Trump campaign signs in front of them.
Mm-hmm. She's not denying it.
Oh, no, no. I mean, she got caught.
Yeah,
they put it in writing, too, which is really crazy. Yeah. That it was in a text message.
Yeah. My dad always told me, if you're going to threaten someone or do something shady, you always just say it. You don't write it down.
Never.
You don't email someone. So she's defending herself, because obviously this was just a small clip, but she's saying, like, what is she's justifying her actions, saying like, yeah, they're enemies of the state. They love a fascist.
Well, I don't,
what is she claiming?
I think she's claiming that FEMA is throwing her under the bus, that this was a policy of the government to.
Oh, so she's like just the messenger.
She's the messenger.
It wasn't her idea.
She's being a good soldier and doing what she was told. And it's not just her. I think she's trying to maybe save her reputation that, you know, it's not me.
This is a command from above.
This is a command from above.
Gotcha. Okay.
And they're home. And that's the characteristic that's coming along with that. We have to proceed with precaution. So avoidance first and then de-escalation. And that's the thing. Our superiors know that. We have constant conversations about keep your people safe. If your people are uncomfortable, then just don't go.
So explain this to me, please. Explain this to me. Okay. So I'm just trying to understand what that means. So again, if I'm on a house, if I'm on a street and it has 20 homes and there are 8 homes on that street with Trump signs, and my team has faced hostility from 3 of the homes that have signs. What happens next?
I inform my TFL, my direct report, hey, we're again experiencing hostile encounters. We're moving on to another street. We're not canvassing those homes.
So again, only for... Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And that's the director too. Like, honestly, he has called me multiple times and says, your job is to keep the team safe.
I'm sorry, when you say he, who's he?
Oh, Chad Hershey.
Okay, who's Chad Hershey?
The TFL that my assigned TFL for this deployment.
So Chad Hershey has said, told you what?
That if your team is uncomfortable and they do not feel safe, do not go to those homes. Go and canvass the other homes. Your job is to keep these people safe. They need to be able to go back home safe.
Oh, safety, and the things you can get away with under the name of safety. And we will talk about that in just a second here. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete and the free podcast feed, we must say goodbye to you. Again, you can follow those instructions. Join us on Wednesday. That would be great. Live. You can super chat. You can do all that fun stuff. And otherwise, you can get the full broadcast on Sundays at midnight on willsyoutube.com, Rumble, Facebook, and that's it. Actually, and Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. Thank you, freeloaders. Thank you, Radio St. Pete. Talk to you soon.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.